The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com, Reposting is Not Enough, How to Care in a World of Performative Activism. And this article was written by Mudia Igili. We all know how much we love sharing things on social media, especially when it comes to supporting important causes. But have you ever stopped to think about what happens when we hit that repost button without really understanding what we're sharing? It turns out that just reposting without really thinking about it can actually cause some problems. Sometimes, when we repost without really getting into the details, it can end up being more like a performance than real support or even spreading information. Here are a couple of ways that you and those you know can take action and support a cause even after you log out of social media. Empower yourself through knowledge. Elevating your awareness is crucial in the realm of activism and human rights. Dive into a plethora of reliable resources, from websites to books, offering comprehensive yet accessible insights. If you're in high school or college, leverage potential free or sponsored access to your extensive research, historical archives, and books through your institution's library system. Social media, while requiring caution and fact-checking, provides a platform for professionals to share valuable insights, which you, too, can contribute to. Stay informed. In challenging times, staying informed and engaged in conversations about injustice is essential, even if it feels overwhelming. While taking breaks from social media is okay, it shouldn't absolve you of the responsibility to share information and advocate for just causes. Subscribe to credible sources like Associated Press News, AP Fact Check, for concise and up-to-date information on current global events. Volunteer. Engaging in hands-on involvement can often have a more profound impact than digital support alone. Take the opportunity to volunteer with local organizations that directly address the cause you're passionate about. By actively contributing your time and effort, you become an integral part of the positive change you wish to see in your community. Volunteering allows you to witness the real-world impact of your actions, fostering a sense of connection and fulfillment that goes beyond the virtual realm. Whether it's participating in community events, organizing local initiatives, or working directly with those affected, your hands-on involvement becomes a tangible force for good. Petition with purpose. Petitions can address various causes, directing attention to governmental entities or organizations. The goal is to showcase widespread support, often marking the initiation of a broader campaign. By amassing significant numbers, petitions hold the potential to influence those in positions of power, urging them to enact the changes requested. Websites like change.org are top-rated for initiating and sustaining global petitions. However, don't let them limit you. Explore alternative platforms or consider starting your own local campaigns when lobbying or engaging with local stakeholders and community members. Protest power. Safety first, especially for those under 18. If protesting under 18, attending protests with a companion is advisable. Protests serve as a vital public platform for expressing opinions, making an impact on both public perceptions and government policies. These events come in various forms, from individuals making personal statements to massive political demonstrations that draw attention to specific causes. Participants often use visual aids, like banners and signs, to amplify their messages, turning these gatherings into powerful forums for advocating change. By actively engaging in protests, individuals contribute to the collective voice, fostering a sense of unity and solidarity in the pursuit of shared ideals. Boycott for change. Boycotting is a powerful tool. Consumer spending wields influence, and intentional choices support brands aligning with your values while withdrawing support from those that don't. Boycotting doesn't mean discarding a 3-year-old laptop. It's about conscious choices and exploring alternatives. For instance, committing to stop buying Starbucks for your daily caffeine intake and instead opting for local shops. We haven't abandoned our love for caffeinated beverages. We're simply intentional about where to get them. Donate with impact. Donating is a potent way to contribute, though it may not be feasible for every situation. When donating, ensure you're contributing to verified charities. Exercise caution and thorough research to ensure your money supports reputable organizations, minimizing the risk of scams. Research their impact, financial transparency, and effectiveness to maximize the reach of your support. Beyond monetary contributions, consider supporting causes that ask for donations within other realms, like clothing, canned food, or books. These do not need to be out of reach or difficult to find. Places like the Red Cross take donated clothing, and your local library or bookstore may take used textbooks and records. Direct engagement. As a U.S. citizen, I've taken specific steps to make my voice heard, reaching out to government offices through emails and letters via platforms like the White House and House.gov, engaging with the DNC for alternative candidates in the upcoming 2024 election, and staying active on socials to find creators who share educational content contribute to my direct involvement. As the upcoming 2024 election is coming up, I have also been contacting the DNC, Democratic National Committee, to provide alternative candidates for the election, so we don't have to repeat the horrors of the 2020 presidential election. As I am also active on socials, I have been adamant about finding creators who share updates of information, books, and videos I can watch or read, and learning from and making sure I communicate all I am learning with my family and friends as best as possible. The information is useless if kept in a bubble. I also keep a lookout for petitions I can sign, and when protests of local community events are happening to get involved with in my area on sites like Nextdoor and Eventbrite. Conclusion. While reposting is valuable, I urge everyone to delve deeper, conduct research, engage in meaningful conversations, and contribute, whether through donations, time, or effort. Stay active, vigilant, and most importantly, safe in your pursuit of positive change. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Not a fan of reading? Here are 5 book series that'll get you hooked instantly. And this article was written by Ella Pace. Amidst the busy to-do lists and overwhelming schedules, everyone must have a way to shut off and relax after a long day. Moreover, while gaming, scrolling on social media, and binging episodes of the latest show may all seem like great and easy options, it is time we give our eyes a little break from the never-ending screen time. While starting a new book or series can feel daunting, once you get into the story, and you will, reading can be far more entertaining and fulfilling than another Instagram scrolling session. If you want to get into the habit of reading, but do not know where to start, these 5 book series will not disappoint. Number 1. The Harry Potter series. It's a classic, and for good reason. This spellbinding tale has become the heart and soul of young adult literature. This series whisks readers into a world of magic, where good forces must battle evil to protect all humankind. Readers are immersed in the wizarding world. Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry becomes your second home, and characters like Harry, Hermione, and Ron become your own best friends. Rowling's magical world isn't just about flying broomsticks and enchanted spells, though those are super cool. It's about courage, friendship, standing up for what is right, and finding your place in the world. The books teach us that no matter how tough things get, there's always hope and the power of unity. The writing is pure magic, too. Easy to dive into, hard to put down. The stories unravel lightning, and just when you think you've got it all figured out, there's another twist waiting to surprise you. Plus, with the movies, theme parks, and a buzzing fan community, there are thousands of ways to explore J.K. Rowling's iconic world. Number 2. The Percy Jackson Series. The Percy Jackson series holds an undisputed position in my heart as an all-time favorite read. And let me tell you why it's such a beloved literary journey. This fantastic amalgamation of excitement gets your heart racing. Suspense that keeps you at the edge of your seat, and outright hilarity that leaves you in stitches. Picture a world where Greek mythology isn't just a collection of ancient tales, it's alive and kicking, unfolding right before our eyes. The gods, titans, monsters, and cyclops are all strutting their stuff, having their party, while we regular folks remain oblivious to the extravaganza. Enter Percy Jackson, our half-human, half-god demigod extraordinaire, ready to take on the world and save the gods and Western civilization from the clutches of Kronos, the Titan ringleader. It's a quest laden with challenges and danger, forming the spine-chilling core of this series. However, what truly steals the spotlight in these books is Percy himself. He's not some unattainable, distant hero residing in a realm far beyond our reach. No, he's just like any of us, struggling through the usual teenage tribulations, school hassles, friendship dynamics, and family dramas, but with an added sprinkle of immortal challenges. Percy's character embodies a sense of relatability that is simply enchanting. And let's talk about the narrative pace. The story zips along at a breakneck speed, brimming with Percy's clever one-liners and witty, humorous observations. It's like being on an impossible literary roller coaster. Here's the surprise. Amidst the enthralling plot and hilarious escapades, you might just find yourself unintentionally becoming a Greek mythology whiz. The series subtly weaves in facts, characters, and tales from Greek mythology, enriching your understanding without making it feel like a lesson. So, if you're ready to dive into a whirlwind of adventure, laughter, and inadvertent learning, grab these books and prepare for an unforgettable literary odyssey. Number 3. A Series of Unfortunate Events. Embark on an extraordinary adventure within the pages of this series that's a delightful fusion of dark humor and heart-thumping suspense. It's like strapping into a literary roller coaster that'll have you cringing in one moment and bursting into laughter the next. At the heart of this saga, there are three remarkable siblings, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny Baudelaire, each possessing unique talents, trying to unravel the puzzling circumstances surrounding their parents' tragic demise. Their journey is anything but ordinary. Picture this, a menacing Count Olaf, whose malevolent intentions keep them on their toes, weaving a web of danger and deceit at every twist and turn. The 13 books of this series are a nail-biting ride through a maze of secrets, daring escapes, and uncovering the truth about their parents and the shadowy organization known as VFD. The plot thickens and curiosity deepens with every page, with a seemingly mundane sugar bowl becoming the linchpin of an unfolding mystery. What sets this series apart is the storytelling style. Imagine having Lemony Snicket, a mysterious yet witty narrator, guiding you through the Baudelaire's journey. with clever commentaries and unexpected educational tidbits, Snicket's narrative adds layers of engagement and humor, making the reading experience all the more enjoyable. While the themes might delve into darkness, the underlying messages are beacons of hope and resilience. Amid the trials and tribulations, the Baudelaires showcase the power of family bonds and the courage to endure adversity. It's a literary escapade that not only captivates and entertains, but also leaves you reflecting on life's deeper meanings, making it a truly memorable journey through the realms of fiction. So, hop on this roller coaster of a series. It promises surprises, laughter, and life lessons galore. Number 4. The Hunger Games. Transport yourself to Pan Am's vividly crafted dystopian realm, a fictitious nation that forms the backdrop for this enthralling tale. At the heart of this narrative is Katniss Everdeen, a formidable and resourceful teenage girl who unwittingly evolves into a symbol of rebellion against the iron-fisted rule of the capital. The journey unfolds as we are thrust into the high-stakes arena of the Hunger Games, a harrowing event where young tributes fight for their lives in a relentless battle for survival and triumph. But it's not just the gripping plot that captivates readers. It's the powerful themes that resonate, particularly with high school students. The narrative unveils a striking portrayal of resilience, defiance, and the relentless struggle for justice. Katniss, our fearless protagonist, encapsulates the spirit of a modern-day hero, exhibiting resilience against the darkest odds and unyielding determination to challenge pervasive injustice. Her character exudes strength, courage, and compassion, presenting a compelling role model that inspires readers to stand tall against adversity and fight for what's right. As we delve into the pages of this series, the narrative transcends mere entertainment. It becomes a mirror reflecting the struggles and triumphs we face in our lives. Through Katniss's tale, we learn the importance of resilience, the impact of defiance in the face of tyranny, and the undying hope that fuels the fight for a better, more just world. In essence, it's a literary experience that keeps you on the edge of your seat and leaves an indelible mark on your conscience, urging you to rise against injustice and embrace your inner strength. So, step into the world of Pan Am and let the journey of Katniss Everdeen ignite the flames of determination and courage within you. Number 5. The Twilight Saga. This story is a blend of romance, fantasy, and gripping storytelling. At its core, the saga revolves around the unorthodox love story between Bella Swan, a relatable and introspective young woman, and Edward Cullen, a captivating vampire with a heart as complex as it is immortal. The two face challenges as Bella, a human, struggles to survive in the dangerous world of vampires. Meyer masterfully explores the themes of love, identity, and sacrifice, taking readers on an emotional roller coaster through their passionate and unconventional relationship. The series' allure lies not only in the supernatural aspect, but also in the depth and authenticity of the characters. Bella's journey from a seemingly ordinary teenage girl to a strong-willed and determined woman is empowering and relatable for readers, especially those navigating the complexities of adolescence. Conclusion. Whether you are an avid reader or just getting into the habit of reading, these 5 book series are guaranteed to captivate and leave you thoroughly enchanted. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. Mike Johnson, What to Know About the New Speaker of the House. This article was written by Emma Spector on October 26th, and there is a note. This story originally appeared in Vogue. After a long period of uncertainty and turmoil, Republicans in the House of Representatives have found a new speaker in Mike Johnson, a conservative Louisiana lawmaker known for his opposition to abortion and LGBTQ plus rights. Ever since previous House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted in a historic vote earlier this month, Republicans have been scrambling to find a replacement, nominating a quick succession of three different candidates over the past few weeks, none of whom made it to the finish line. Johnson has served in his role as congressman for only 7 years, but in that time, he's found a role in the Judiciary Committee and the Armed Services Committee. This afternoon, President Biden called Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to congratulate him on his election and expressed that he looks forward to working together to find common ground on behalf of the American people, the White House said in a statement on Wednesday. Johnson played a key role in attempting to contest the 2020 presidential election results. And in a speech on Wednesday, he reaffirmed his commitment to anti-immigration rhetoric, referring to the broken southern border before promising that his office would be known for decentralizing power. In a chilling sign of the political times, one of the new speaker's recently written pieces of legislation attempted to effectively bar the discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity at any institution serving children younger than 10 that receives federal funds, amounting to what has been described as a gag order on teachers. Additionally, Johnson has voiced his skepticism on the veracity of climate change and has endorsed the idea of covenant marriages, a conservative Christian idea that makes it more difficult to initiate divorce. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. George Santos is apparently still telling tall tales, this time about kidnapping. And this article was written by Bess Levin. Congressman George Santos can't stop, won't stop, lying. Earlier this month, the representative from New York added 10 criminal counts to the 13 he was originally charged with in May. With federal prosecutors alleging that he stole donor identities, used their credit cards to make more than $44,000 in charges, and wired some of the money to his personal bank account and campaign coffers, Santos is facing the very real prospect of prison time. If convicted, a minimum of 2 years for aggravated identity theft and a maximum of 20 years for the other counts, and the equally real prospect of losing his seat in the House. That is, if he's not booted by his own colleagues first. Obviously, this is a lot to handle. But is Santos allowing the stress of it all to stop him from doing what he loves, i.e., telling completely absurd lies for sport? No, he is not. Santos, speaking to the New York Times, claimed he had a story that nobody talks about, that his niece was kidnapped, likely in retaliation for his public comments about the Chinese Communist Party. "You think it was China?" asked reporter Grace Ashford, trying to nail him down. "Look, I don't want to go into, like, conspiracy theory," Santos said, "but, you know, if the shoe fits, right?" According to Ashford, she subsequently got in touch with a high-ranking member of law enforcement who told her that the matter had been looked into, and that there was no evidence of any kidnapping or, really, any connection to the Chinese Communist Party. "We found nothing at all to suggest it's true," the official told Ashford. "I'd lean into, he'd made it up." "He made it up" is, of course, a phrase that could be applied to a significant number of Santos's claims, including those about working at Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, having grandparents who fled the Holocaust, and a mother who was in the South Tower on 9/11. It's those lies, and all the others, plus the actual criminal allegations, which Santos insists he did not commit, that have led a number of his GOP colleagues to announce they'll be introducing a resolution to expel him from the House. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. Megan Thee Stallion to release first independent single after parting with former label. And this article was written by Ashley Carter. Megan Thee Stallion is releasing music on her own terms after severing ties and settling a lawsuit with her former record label. The 28-year-old rapper posted steamy promo pictures for her forthcoming project, Cobra, on Instagram. The new music will be released on November 3rd and will mark the first single from Megan's Hot Girl Productions, a music and entertainment organization. Megan gave fans a sneak peek into the theme of her forthcoming music with a sexy promotional campaign that featured the musician almost nude in a jungle environment. The song, Cobra, is described as a story by Megan Thee Stallion. Megan revealed during an Instagram Live on producer Max Julian's account that her current album is being self-funded. I have no label right now. We are doing everything funded straight out of Megan Thee Stallion pockets, she said. We in my pockets, hotties, so let's do our big one. Around the same time as the video, Megan's former label 1501 Certified Entertainment announced that it had mutually reached a confidential settlement to resolve their legal differences with the rapper after more than 3 years of legal issues. Megan's strife with the label started in 2020 when she told fans that the company was preventing her from releasing new music. After years of back and forth, Megan has now gone completely independent. I'm honored to have worked with Megan and be part of her discovery as an artist, 1501 CEO Carl Crawford said in a statement to People. I wish Megan all the best in all of her future endeavors. Last month, Megan dropped Bongos, her second collaboration with Cardi B. Her new single, Cobra, will mark her first independent release and her first solo music release since her 2022 album, Traumazine. During her Instagram Live, Megan also shared that she has no plans of signing with a label anytime soon. Megan said, making music on her own feels reminiscent of when it was just me and my mama. So excited, 'cause it's really just me this go-round, until we sign to a new label. But I don't want to sign to a new label right now, just because I want to do it myself, Megan said. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.